Hello, I'm Prank Idealist 35 of AboveTopSecret.com. I am going to talk about the last 7 years here in the U.S. from a U.S. perspective, as I'm a U.S. citizen. I believe that the United States has gone through a lot. Not all were good things that we've all went through. George W. Bush is simply a con man. He's a deceiver. He is nothing more. He doesn't want what's good for the country. He has been tricking many people in politics with power play because he's president and doing what he wants. And he's been, until Barack Obama made an issue about it, he's been reluctant to even talk about withdrawing troops. Recently, there's been a crisis in Russia and Georgia. George W. Bush has done nothing except let Russia have their way. And George W. Bush is using this opportunity to get government to hype it up as a potential conflict between us and them. It's another us and them scenario. Usually, in the media, they will paint the enemy as the most villainous enemy one has ever seen. In this case, they paint Russia as a villainous enemy. Cold War, they want another Cold War. And John McCain wants to use it for his advantage. The U.S. government, well, maybe not all of them, but the neocons have been trying to screw the nation over for the last 7 years. They have gotten a great foothold on the media, so faux news and the like. They can manipulate the media services to get people to think how they want to think. People will believe what the government will tell them because they aren't taught in school that the government tells lies or does bad things sometimes. They aren't taught that until they learn about Watergate. But they don't usually believe the government is doing things wrong. So George Bush takes advantage of that. He's lied about the reason we're in Iraq. I believe the reason we're in Iraq is, if you've seen my other threads here in ATS, I believe it's because we're there for the artifacts. The military wants to get the artifacts in Iraq. They're the first city with, like, written laws, and written law was practically invented there. So, what else wouldn't they go in? As far as Barack Obama being a Mason or whatever, I see a lot of threads here on ATS saying, Barack Obama is amazing, Barack Obama is a member of secret society. I find it hard to believe that there would be a cult of Masons running the world. That is akin to Proclus and Under Zion, I believe that's what the book was called, that a lot of people have used to scapegoat the Jews as the world's problem, and they're now blaming Masons in. I sense some similarities with that. Illuminati, we have so much of power over politics. I believe the people who really have power over politics, more so than they should, would be lobbyists and maybe a few secret groups within the U.S. government, like this within the CIA. I believe there are factions within the CIA that want a communistic world government, and there are probably factions with the FBI that want more, how should I put this? They want more tyrant-like world government where everything is under strict control. They don't, and like more Big Brother-like. But as far as Barack Obama being a member of a secret society, even if Barack Obama is a member of secret society, that doesn't mean that that secret society is trying to take over the world. I believe that Barack Obama is the right man for the job, but I think he's the right man for the job, but, like, you know, what I honestly believe, I believe that people who say that he was for the Bilderbergs, blah, 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 I would rather have someone intelligent as the leader of the United States of America than someone who can't lead, and you're getting this from, Democrats' perspective from the United States, and I believe, as a Democrat, I believe that I can say this for most, if not all, Democrats, that we don't like John McCain's policies because he's too stuck on Bush administration policies, and everyone on ATS knows that. I don't know what it all boils down to, if this is some scheme or not. I haven't concluded that yet. But we've been noticing a lot in world events how one thing seems to lead up to another. A period of quiet will be interrupted by some major conflict, like a war, like the Russian-Georgia war. And that will stir things up. Anyway, that was I remember, in the 2004 election, Osama bin Laden made a rare speech telling the American public that it didn't matter who was elected, there would still be terrorist attacks. That video, I believe, worked to Bush took that video to advantage, and I don't know what happened after that, but somehow John Kerry lost. They accused him of flip-flopping. He was shown to be a flip-flopper, and Bush got another 4 years of office. I want to now touch on a subject I know a little about. I admit I know a little about, but I still want to talk about it anyway. It's one of the other issues that a lot of people here are facing. The oil prices. I know you ATSers are in Europe are laughing at us, saying, why are you complaining so much? Oil prices over here are $10. Okay, that's true, but we don't have the same problems with job security. And, there's a time not so long ago that oil prices were only 99 cents here in America. I believe that the oil prices were artificially pumped up to give the oil companies more money. They already were making a lot of profits, and, they don't need a lot more money. The money they're making should be going to us, not to them. That's what I think. The New World Order. I don't know what your belief on Christ, Antichrist, 666, blah, blah, all that stuff. Just the New World Order is something that all politicians have wanted. I believe that the right thing for politicians to do would be not to go about the New World Order the old way. I believe they were trying to get people brainwashed, dumbed down, but a lot of that stuff got out on the internet, and now people know about it, so they don't want to do it. We now know a lot of information that we weren't supposed to know, so now they have to do things differently. I believe if they still want world, they can't get world domination. No politicians can go for that. It would be political suicide for them. But I believe if they were to try to get a new world order in this day and age, they'd have to have world peace. They would have to end the violence in the Middle East, which is probably not going to happen. Not for a very long time, until they settle their religious differences and put them aside. That'll be very hard for them to do. The East and the West have already we've already gotten to understand each other a bit better. We've understood each other's religions, but the Middle East doesn't seem to be able, or like a lot of them don't seem to be able, the radical ones don't seem to be able to understand each other or the West that well. And I think that, I don't think religion is the cause of wars, and I don't think religion should be disproved like people say that it might be. I just believe that people should be able to live peacefully with other religions, and people should be able to believe in God or Goddess or whatever they believe in. I'm looking for a religion to believe in myself, and I'm very excited because I hope to find deeper meaning with that religion, and I hope that it calls me, and like I'll be able to follow it, and I'm going to be using my First Amendment like I should. After all, this is the United States, where we have freedom of speech, and this is a place where I can say what I want to anyone and believe in what I want and not be prosecuted like the Jews were in Nazi Germany, or like the people were in the Spanish Inquisition, or during the Reign of Terror in France. I'm going to finish this podcast here by touching on religion, on history. I'd like to say that I think we are improving. Eventually, I believe humanity will come to a point where they realize that fighting is silly, and the nation that is strongest has the best values and works the hardest, and that not their military-industrial complex doesn't really matter. It's that who they are that matters, and like that's what I believe the Age of Enlightenment will be. It'll be about what they are, who they are, and they will realize that life is not all about money, guns, movies, sex, or whatever. People can be gay if they want to be gay, people can have relationships if they want to be gay, but that shouldn't be much of an issue. People can say what's on their mind, they shouldn't be penalized for having our opinion someone else finds arbitrary. And people should believe in what they want to believe without being arrested for, like, trying to tell the government what they think in form of protest. Everyone should have the right to protest. And I believe that women should have equal rights to men, and all people should be treated equally. No one is above the law, not even George Bush. And I believe George Bush should be held accountable and for his crimes. Putin should be held accountable for his actions in Georgia. And I believe people should be held accountable by law, and people are accountable for their own actions, and that when tensions are high, people should try to remain cool, and then a lot of these things won't happen. People can believe what they want to believe, but just don't take revenge for something that happened like 3,000 years ago, or something like that. This concludes my podcast on Friday subjects of religion, New World Order, and it covers the elections, and also what I think about being an honest American, and I just feel like I want to say what I have to say, and thank you for listening. This concludes my free speech podcast, first free speech podcast series. This series of podcasts, I'm just going to say whatever's on my mind for like 15 minutes or more, and I'm exercising my free speech, and I encourage people to do the same. Thank you, and good luck to everyone, ATS, with wife, and etc. Hopefully, world will stop fighting someday. Until then, we just have to do our best.